Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and obviously we're having a little bit of crazy, and we always do. It is Wednesday. I want to thank everyone that's listening in here. We have two phenomenal people. You guys know her and love her dearly. Our phenomenal mermaid, Amy Kavanoff, is here. She's going to be doing the show. I'm helping her a little bit with the set because we have a phenomenal guest from the United Kingdom. All of you have asked for Gaetano Vivo. You know him as the healer speaker. He's also not only an author. Gaetano has worked for many years with different professions in the Association of Reiki Professionals and is known for psychic surgery, including vibrational psychic surgery, crystal therapy, Karuna Reiki. We're just going to start out here with it going here. And can you hear me, Gaetano? We're just going to start out here with it going here. And can you hear me, Gaetano?
Hello.
We're just going to start out here with it going here. You're going to hear a little echo if you guys have got your other systems on. Please turn off your show that those of us are on. Amy, can you hear me? Are you there, Amy?
Yes, I am. And I appreciate you being here because Blog Talk has been a little goofy lately, and we always need a backup plan. So this will be good that I have extra hands on deck, especially with someone as powerful as our guest today. Lord only knows what the energy is going to do.
Gaetano sent his meditations and CDs. Those of you who want a chance at psychesgunwild.com, we'll be giving away one of the books today, and we'll be doing this throughout the holidays, giving different prizes away. One of them is a book called Reiki is Love by Gaetano Vivo. This is a book by our Reiki master teacher, Gaetano, that's here today, and it's just phenomenal, reading about the chakras, the Reiki, the universal life force, putting together Reiki is Love. You guys, I have just got the things in here from Gaetano. It took us over a month to get these items in. We have a big joke that a big name that we both know that sends mail, I think, realized that me and Gaetano get what we want. We wanted this show. We got it to happen. And I thank you, angels, for making it happen. But the last person I want to thank, Damien. You are a very good gentleman there in Tennessee. You were the last friend that talked to me and said that you were very much into angels and you wondered what was going on. And once I talked to him on the phone, in 2 days, this came delivered magically to the place where it was supposed to be. Yeah. So we know that the angels are working, you know, and we love it. Gaetano, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Well, can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, perfectly.
Oh, good. Well.
Okay. Now that we bragged, it's cutting them in and out.
Well, it is very hard. It is very hard speaking about myself. I would rather prefer you ask me some questions. Well, I've been doing Reiki for over 20 years, and you know, I've been actually working. I used to live in the States. I used to live in Boulder, Colorado, many years ago. So I actually, you know, I used to work there. I work in England, as you know, and in Italy as well. I'm actually in Italy at the moment. Here it's 9 o'clock in the evening.
You're a very modest man. Now, you've also worked with Dr. Doreen Virtue. You've also are the founder of the International School of the Reiki Vivo. And I love the fact you would like to ask questions. When you came on last time, Pamela and me both were just like so, you know, flabbergasted. And we want you to know that you're not only loved, but you're appreciated here, Gaetano. And you're on with one of our best hostesses today. Amy, do you have some questions that you could ask? Or would you mind even, Gaetano, maybe reading a little bit? We've got a bunch of people here waiting. And I know we won't keep you long, but maybe about another 30 minutes and then let you run?
I guess my question is, you know, there's so much miscommunication about angels. One of the things my understanding of angels is that they're energetic beings who have never been to Earth. I think, you know, I work with a lot of grieving people, and there's a tendency, and a lot of this comes from mainstream grief, for lack of a better term. Oh, she's an angel now. No, she's not. You know, she's a dead person. But
yeah.
I was wondering if you could clarify the difference between our loved ones who are in spirit and angels, because I think that's really important.
Yes, it is, actually. I actually have got some difficulties hearing you because I hear your voice and then I hear the echo just after. And I hear my voice as I'm talking to you. So, but I mean, for sure, I want to reply to these questions because it's very important. Yes, you were right when you said that angels have never kind of lived on the earth and therefore they do not have a frequency that belongs to the earth because they just live above us. And I also had a lot of people asking me whether their beloved one could become their guardian angel. And of course, that is not possible. From my understanding is that when somebody dies, we have our guardian angels all our lives, but also when we pass on. So when somebody says, well, my father is now my angel, well, it's not actually. But you can be in touch with their own guardian angels, which are still, you know, on the other side with them. So your beloved ones cannot become your guardian angels, cannot become your angels, because actually, as you rightly said, Amy, angels have never been living on the planet Earth, and therefore they do not have that frequency, that vibrations of the Earth. they're much more above us, really.
Very beautiful. And I love what the guys are doing. They're writing in here, and everybody's going, they said you have a very sexy, attractive voice. Italian. It's not fair. He cheats. Today we're giving away one of his CDs. Listen to his laugh. Chocolate.
Now, there is nothing like Italian men. I have goosebumps, I got to tell you, and I can't tell if it's from my angels, my dead people, or our guests. Probably all of the above. I've got to clarify for those listening. Someone said, you know, I use dead people. That's like my little personal term. It's kind of because I've got, I keep quite a sense of humor about this. But, you know, it's just been, and for those of you who know my story, it's just been a total transformation. You know, my husband died and then my brother died. And it's just been a total transformation. So I know for those of you who don't know me, it may sound like I'm callous, but that's about the most loving term. I just love my dead people. I just want to clarify that. Anyway, carry on.
Good. Okay, we're going to go ahead, and we've got our first guest up tonight. Would you like, or today I should say, 213, would you love to talk to Amy Kavanaugh and Gaetano Vivo?
Absolutely. That's why I called.
I'm glad you did. You like your voice, too, I can take it. You have your own little sultry thing going on there.
Well, thank you. I'm calling. This is Marie in California. I appreciate you all being there and taking my call. I'm open. I've been through some ups and downs, and I'm just wondering if when the road is smoothing out.
Okay. Are we Amy or Gaetano? Are we Amy or Gaetano?
I'm here.
Amy or Gaetano?
I'm here. There's a lot of feedback going on.
We are really
feedback. Yes, I mean, it's driving me mad because I hear so many voices. I mean, it's like.
And I make sure when I'm doing, like if I sign in to the show, that if I go on my computer, I'll make sure there's no other sites open. What's happening is it's vibrating through. I went down onto my, you know, if you look at your internet there, I have the chat room open and only the studio. And those of you guys who have anything on, if you even have the show, you can turn it off because, like, I've got Gaetano on Skype and Amy's on a phone. So make sure if you've even got your chat open, that you mute your chat because the chat will also tell you, it'll also replay the show for you while we're listening. It's just one of those wild things that they're doing, and it's like the guys are doing this with us too because we have extra energy. Gaetano, Maria was wondering, can you pick up any energy from her? I know this is real hard through the phone, but she's wondering when some good things are going to happen. Am I correct, Maria?
It's Marie.
Marie?
Marie, yes, Marie. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better?
Yes, better.
Okay, fantastic, good. Yes, Marie, I was actually picking up a lot of energy coming from your communication point. I don't know whether you've heard me before. I work very much with the aura and the energy of the chakras and the angels that are related to these energies that tells me things about the people that are actually coming on the show and asking questions. So, if, for instance, if I'm looking at your aura right now and I feel your aura, I feel that your aura is missing the color blue. The color blue is to do with the communication. It's to do with the throat chakra. And the throat chakra, as you know, is communication. How you express yourself to the world. How you sell yourself, really. How you see yourself and how you want people to see you. So, yes, there are some very good transformations, very kind of new beginnings I see coming around the middle of February 2014. I know that you might be a little bit impatient, you know, but I mean, you know, it's just like a few more months to wait for these big things to be happening to you. I would actually feel, I would actually ask Archangel Michael, who is the archangel who actually helps people with the throat chakra to communicate and to be more creative in their lives, really. So I really would like for you to actually every night when you do your meditation or when you pray, ask Archangel Michael to help you to release all the fears that you have, to be able to kind of achieve what you want to do or what you want to achieve and actually move forward into your life.
Okay.
I actually feel again this very big shift happening soon after the beginning of the new year. Actually, February actually is the right time.
Okay. Thank you.
Marie, go ahead and
Amy's
here too.
This is Amy. I'm gonna try real quick, as long as we don't have feedback, which it sounds like we don't. I was getting the same energy, but I'm sensing a real type, the situation, you know, and the challenges that you've had and the lessons, the period of lesson learning that you have gone through has taken its toll on you, and you're very emotionally and physically exhausted by it. It's very, very important for you to get as much sleep and rest and restfulness and, you know, perhaps meditation, restful mind and restful body, because things have already changed. You're not in that period anymore, but because of, it's almost like residual energy where you're just so used to being in that place that you don't even look to see, oh, I'm not in that place anymore. And, you know, it's very natural, and it's just caused from physical and mental exhaustion. So just urge you to spend some quiet time, maybe some guided meditations, or just try to rejuvenate yourself, rest up. And I think that you will see that your circumstances are quite a bit different than you imagine. It's just we get so tired, we forget to look. We just assume that that we're in the same place we were yesterday, and we never were. And rest is a huge component in that. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you.
Well, thank you very kindly. I appreciate that.
We love you, and blessings, and make sure you put in on psychesgunwall.com. Lady Arango from New York City, a founder and a phenomenal friend from Brazil, is giving away some jewelry, and we're going to be letting those of you win. There's a couple of necklace and earring sets today and some bracelets that will also be given away. We've just got Psyche's Gone Wild presents all over the place. So put in psychesgunwall.com. If you're a winner, I will notify you, and it usually takes 5 to 7 days. I'm in Tampa, so it takes a little while for Tampa decide to mail it, but it does get to you. So definitely put in, and thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We love all of you guys. Do not forget to put in psychesgunwall.com. I need you, the ones who want to win a turtle. We're going to be giving away a pet turtle here. You'll have your own turtle, sea turtle. It'll be your child. You'll adopt the papers. You can name your turtle. I'm watching mine. Mine now is Tampa Red. She's a little swimmer, but she likes to circle around like me and eat a lot. And I just love her. Those of you know that we're doing that. The money goes to it. We will give that from Psychics Gone Wild to one winner, November 12th, my birthday. And I will be calling that out. So definitely put in there. And the answer is you have to put down Amy Kavanaugh is the mermaid choice. And if you put that in, that tells me you want to win the turtle. I don't want to send it to you if you want books or jewelry. So those of you put that in, Amy Mermaid is the mermaid choice. 209, you're on live. How are you, 209?
Hey, 209. Hey, Jeff, that was Pamela.
What are you doing in California? And I was out there, and you guys treated me like crazy. Your state, they tried to take my luggage. I ended up having a little thing in L.A. that they found out that Amy Kavanaugh wasn't with me. And did you see the picture on Facebook with her and the guy? He's like, Amy Kavanaugh's the best in the water. His name's Richard. He's one of Amy's fans.
I'm sorry I missed it. I know Jen and I both definitely, we're going to get out to see you soon, though. We'll come to Florida.
Definitely, you got to come down. And this is today. You've got a wonderful. We've got Gaetano from Italy here. Do you have a question for him, Pamela?
Yeah, just kind of the same thing as Maria had asked before. Do you see any kind of like changes and some upcoming good stuff?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just concentrating. Okay, just give me a few more minutes.
Now that's fine, and we appreciate that. And that's the valued energy, you guys. This is where I love you guys that are always like, come on, you guys, push, and it's better. Gaetano's doing, if I'd shut up, he probably could focus.
I'll pop in while he's readjusting. I sense that you are, I'm sorry, can I get your name again? I wasn't planning on going first.
It's Pamela.
Okay, Pamela. All right. The angels are really bearing down. Well, bearing down sounds like bearing down. You know, just sending healing, energetic love to you. They're really helping you to heal some physical challenges that you may be experiencing of late. For some reason, I'm sensing perhaps headaches or just some sort of general. You know, it's not like. It's not like a disease, but there's like you're having some physical manifestations. And there are, a lot of people are experiencing those right now. A lot of people who never had headache are getting headaches. And it just has to do with the energetic shift and also kind of the spiritual warfare that's going on out here right now. You know, we kind of see it play out on the media and things like that. But kind of what we see on the media is really taking place at a much higher level. You know, just because it's just a really powerful time, and people, especially people who are empaths and very emotional, are getting a lot of energy. And the people who are trying to, you know, I don't like to use good and evil, but we'll just use those for a point of clarification, knowing that I don't really mean that. The people that are not of the same mindset as we are, you know, not in the light or whatever, they're really trying. This is kind of like their last ditch effort. So they're really going, you know, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there energetically, and especially empaths are really struggling and having a lot of physical manifestations. And the angels are really just trying to bear down on you just with healing love. Very careful if you feel ill at ease or if you have a headache, just kind of to go down a checklist, go, is this really mine? Or, you know, what is it in my situation that's causing this disease? More often than not, I think that you're going to find that you've just absorbed somebody else's, you've just downloaded something else. One of the things I do if I sense myself getting ready to down, because I can go to the grocery store and I suddenly know the person's story and the, and it's never like, you know, I'm never in line at the grocery store with someone who has a charmed life, you know, always the person in front of me, the story downloads and it's like, oh, I can't even move. You know, I take one hand and go across my solar plexus, like as you're wrapping across your belly button, almost like what the safety patrol thing looks like, and then take your other arm and cover your heart and just stop it, you know, just stop it. And another thing I do is every day I take an apple cider vinegar bath, and it sounds ridiculous, but it is helping. It sucks out toxins, because by the end of the day, I'm not really worried so much about the toxins I get from McDonald's and this and that. That stuff I'm kind of, immune to. The toxins that make me ill are the energies that I absorb from other people. So just make sure that, you know, it's unavoidable that you absorb those energies. Just make sure that you don't act upon them and okay. that you take steps to, remove it. Take steps to at least not own it, and then by not owning it, you know, it just it can't thrive because it's like a parasite, and you know, it can't without your energy, it can't live. So that's really the thing. That's the thing I'm sensing. I'm sensing that you're a powerful, powerful healer and have a huge, huge heart, but that like all everything, our greatest asset is also sometimes our biggest challenge. And it's not you, just be very, very, be very, very vigilant that, blocking what you can and whatever gets in, you know, take steps to diffuse that.
Okay.
Okay, well, I just would like to add a little bit to it. I was actually visualizing your heart chakra, and when I was writing the Angels of Transparency, the Angels of Transparency have shown me different things and different modalities of how to actually sense somebody's heart or some of these other centers. And actually what I was seeing, Pamela, is your heart chakra. Your heart chakra has been at some point in your life, but in the past, broken. In the sense that what I see, we know, I have different visions from many people about what chakras are and what are the centers. And for me, the chakra is a flower, and each flower has got petals, of course. And if I look at your petals on the left-hand side, that for me is the path of the person, I see on those petals some little block energy, like little black spots of energy that has not been cleared from the past. And therefore, if you do not clear those ones with healing, as Pamela was suggesting, then it is like a vicious circle, in the sense that if you do not clear past some issues that are happened to you in the emotionally from the past, then these bits of stuff comes back to you over and over again. So, it is like just clear all the stuff that belongs to your heart from the roots. Take out all the roots from all these issues that you might have had in the past, and you will see that there will be some very major kind of transformation, also kind of looking after your body, and look what you eat and detox your body completely. But, it is very energetic what I'm seeing, in your heart right now. Whenever I see somebody who has got these kind of issues, I always ask them to call upon Archangel Raphael, who is the archangel of the heart chakra, and who is also the healer.
Okay.
I hope this will help.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Pamela, and definitely get a chance to check out The Reiki is Love by Gaetano Vivo. Gaetano, I'm just going to quickly read a page here before we go to our next caller. This is page 120. I quote here from Gaetano Vivo. The solar plexus, or the city of jewels, is the ego and power center and relates to the personality. It contains information on the distribution of energy in the body related to personal freedom. The solar plexus is located at the base of the rib cage in the upper abdominum area. The color of the chakra is yellow. The solar plexus represents our hopes and fears. The sun is the planet related to this chakra. Its gemstones are tiger's eye, amber, yellow topaz, yellow jasper, and citrine. The associated astrology signs are Leo, Virgo, and Sagittarius. Fire is the element associated with this chakra, and its corresponding metal is steel. Related aromas are lavender, rosemary, and bergamot. The related scent is sight. You obviously have put in some really good work here. I mean, this book is a workbook. Those of you who are going to be checking this out, each and every sign has its own, like you were saying, archangel. And you're one of the individuals who am I correct? You have the working with Gabriel, and you put Gabriel on the root chakra as the only female angel. Is that correct?
Yes.
I mean,
people envision archangels in different ways. While I was kind of learning angel work with Doreen Virtue, she always kind of said that Archangel Raphael was a representative, as a female. But as I said, it's the energy of the angels. It is not like, and usually angels do not have sex. So, it is like they can be, women or men, really.
I love that theory. We've had a lot of individuals who've been really, those who just tuned in, we today have Gaetano Vivo with Amy Cavanaugh. It's so fascinating. I've got messages from the Angels of Transparency was a gift that Gaetano sent me. It's powerful words from gentle souls. If you guys have a chance, read it. I haven't put it down. I know that my receptionist and secretary in the office I work wants it next, and she can't touch it. It's mine, but she's going to buy her own. And those of you, you've got to put in for it, because we're going to be giving away Chakra Vivo healing sound. Now, is it Anna Paterzio? Is she?
Oh, yes.
Is she helped you with this?
Yes, she's a musicologist, and she helped me with that, yeah, very much.
Very phenomenal. Those of you who you're going to be getting those, so put in psychicsgunwald.com. Your information will give one away. Amy, back to you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be taking your show. I'm just so excited about all the stuff we've got.
Oh, no, this is amazing. This is amazing. I'm just so honored that, you know, we have someone so knowledgeable. So often, you know, especially with respect to angel, you know, spirituality and love are truth. And, you know, for us to understand these details instead of willy-nilly using these words to soothe our ego is just, I'm just so blessed to have him today.
Thank you, Amy. Likewise.
We are loving everyone. We're going to take a couple of callers. You guys are just calling in and going wild on us. We have about another 8 minutes of our phenomenal guests. Then you've got to come back, Gaetano. You know, we went through all this trouble to get these here. Me and him worked on over a month to get them here. Kay is Italian, for those of you who know. I think we were going to have, she even threatened them and everything to get this book here. And we laughed because they were doing it. And I had other people telling me, you know, going through the whole situation was so phenomenal, just because I think, obviously, that other forces didn't want it, but now we've got them. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving them away here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've also got those of you who are ordering them. You can get the book. I mean, it's phenomenal for less than United States for what you would go to McDonald's. You can buy this book, and what's cool about the Reiki Love is that it has everything in there to work with. You said you were the founder of the institution, and you even talk about all the different types of Reiki, Gaetano, and I'm so impressed, as there is so many different ones. I know there was, like, I've heard over here that there's like the royal blood, and then there's the, I wouldn't say ghetto like we say in America, but there's the lower different vibrations of Reiki. Can you give your opinion without getting in too much trouble?
Right. Well, actually, I've been studying Reiki, excuse me, over 20 years ago, and I only actually teach the Usui system, which is the system that was created by Dr. Mikao Usui, who was the founder of the Reiki. Now, of course, every other bits and pieces have been added on from people. And actually, in Italy, I'm writing my own book, which is going to be Reiki with Archangels. Because, of course, there is an evolution of the Reiki, but, you know, I have just been very fortunate enough to be kind of been trained as a Reiki master, you know, by some fine teachers, and you know, I always want to kind of evolve into the Usui thing, the system, which is very, very kind of beautiful and you know, simple. That's what it is. You know, Reiki is only love, it's nothing else, it's not a religion. You know, being in Italy, most of the time I get very kind of frustrated when people say, well, Reiki is against the religion. No, it's not. Reiki is only love. It's only unconditional love. It's love that you can give to other people. When I was actually, when I started my career in Reiki, I used to work in a hospital for charity, for people, for guys who were dying from AIDS. And I mean, I was just there being with them, holding their space, and just be with them until they would go on and pass away and go into the other dimension. So, you know, what is wrong with that? I mean, it's just like the most beautiful thing that you can give to another human being. And I just want to add, though, that there are so many people in the world that do Reiki only for money. And, of course, that actually gives a bad vibration to the whole Reiki system, which is not, actually, you know. So you should actually try not to learn Reiki 1, 2, and 3 in one weekend, or actually have somebody to teach you Reiki over internet is not possible, because the Reiki master teacher must actually give you the attunement, you know, kind of being present with you in the room. It's not possible for you to actually receive any kind of attunement over the internet, which is like just impossible. So let's try to be simple, and let's try to just go back to the root of Reiki, which is really so important in this world we are living in at the moment.
I love that. And I know that the person that taught me here, when I first went through, I found four different definitions of one of the symbols. And when I spoke with her, she politely let me know that was fine and I would do it her way. And I kind of went, okay, what? You know, and then I realized what you said. There is, you know, here's the same symbol. Here's the same energy. I agree so much. 503, you're on live. Amy Kavanaugh's Day and Gaetano Vivo. And how are you, 503?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, and we'd love to know, would you have a question for Gaetano and Amy?
I'm not feeling well today, and I would appreciate any kind of advice that I could get on feeling better. I have asthma, and a simple cold a lot of times will make me very ill, and I'm wondering energetically what's going on and what can I do differently.
Okay. First of all, while I shift back over, I just wanted to say one thing. I just wanted to say one thing. Last night I was at a different blog talk show, and there was this man who's very, very knowledgeable about Sasquatch and that whole, which was brand new to me, but my big takeaway was his love. He has an acronym for love. It's living one vibration everywhere. And we so much use the word love to be something really of the ego and desire and things like that. And so it's difficult for people to shift to a mindset of love. Like, wait, I have to love my ex-husband. I have to love people who have done me harm. And, it's not love like, love American, like that show Love American Self, for those of you that are older, this is what I really love. Living one vibration everywhere. It's not an emotion. It's a state of being. But yes, I do sense the asthma. I urge you to, one of the things that just came to mind about your breathing is, and, what the topic today is, the heart and living out of our heart. I mean, someone taught me is when we're having trouble breathing, because I have trouble breathing, and instead of using an inhaler, I use a Marlboro, and that's got to stop. So I've learned to breathe in through my third eye in the center and out through my heart, and in through my third eye and out through my heart. And, it's just a very interesting cleansing technique. And, I certainly don't want to sound like I'm giving medical advice or for people to, not seek out medical help for medical issues. But there's usually some sort of energetic.
A spiritual reason, yeah.
Spiritual mm-hmm. reason, and yeah. I'm just sensing real deeply that it's like the words aren't coming, but really this exercise of switch your lungs, pretend your heart is your lung, just visualize the idea that your heart is doing the breathing, not the lungs, and I think it's going to infuse some much needed energy and much purer energy. Another thing that I'm seeing the color turquoise, and turquoise oh. is that place between the throat, and turquoise is really the color between the throat and the heart. Be sure that you are speaking your truth, not the truth people want to hear. Be sure that you speak your truth. I think that you're going to clear up this area. I feel like you're going to clear up this area if you feel safe to speak your truth. You don't need to tell people. If people want to hear what they want to hear, they can tell themselves, but really sensing this color turquoise, and the difference between, for me, the difference between turquoise and blue, which is the throat chakra, is that turquoise, we speak our heart, and a lot of people, especially, people, light workers and people, us people that come to Blog Talk Radio, we've learned not to speak turquoise. We speak more blue than we do speak the turquoise, because we've been, ridiculed or bullied or all of those things. But I'm really getting a strong message that the more you speak your truth, it's going to, others need to hear that. and then what the byproduct, I don't know which one's the byproduct, because it's going to be a win-win situation, is that it's going to clear up that, it's going to clear up this area where there's the blockage, but you're going to heal many others in the process.
Amy, a lot of people tell me that I need to sing. that's one of the ways to
that's
keep
a
that
beautiful
open.
Thought.
And, I mean, I went through a month-long illness that was related to throat chakra, and my Reiki master guy that, you know, worked on me told me that I need to sing. Of course, I haven't.
Ooh, I just
been
got
singing,
really big goosebumps. So we must be on. Yes, sing. Now we've got Gaetano here, the Italian. You need opera sing. Opera
oh,
sing.
Oh yes. It must.
Well, actually, what I was speaking up also was some blockage in the throat chakra. But also, not only that, I think there is something that you're eating which is not actually agreeing with you, and therefore you get this kind of a feeling of suffocating from time to time. So I actually would actually watch on something that you eat which is not really good. So, you know, and also, while I was actually listening carefully to what Amy was saying, and it was so beautiful. Also, look at actually in your home, because also there is some kind of vibration in your home which is not which is blocking you somehow. I just feel that there is something there that just stops you to actually breathe properly. You know, there is some kind of energy there that actually, I don't know, but I mean, it's just like
maybe,
something that's actually...
Maybe my non-believer husband, who doesn't really agree with any of this.
Oh, off with his head, that's it. No, I'm kidding.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
But actually, I would really look also at... I would also look at something that you're eating at this time, which is not really agreeing with you. There is something that... You know, what I'm seeing is that whenever you eat this particular thing, something is stuck in your throat. And although then you swallow it, but then it does not, it's not good for you. So you really should look at
it. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
much.
Day.
You too. Thank you.
And Gaetano, we love you. We know you. We promised that every time we always keep him too long, we're going to keep our word for once. Psychic's Gone Wild is going to let our guests go early. We love you very much. Thank you. You definitely have to come back. We have a standing opening for you. Maybe you can come to one of our... We're going to be doing a metaphysical Tampa Goes Wild with Jethro and Amy Kavanaugh in November. We're going to be getting people together for a holistic fair. I would hope maybe we can someday have you come over here to the United States. I know you've been all over the world, but, you know, think about it. Put it in your diary. Let's see if they'll ever let you out of Italy without a big fight. I know it's hard to get your mail out of there. So we just thank you for coming on. And you know,
thank you, Jethro. Thank you very much. And thank you, Amy. And nice to have met you.
What a beautiful blessing. This was just so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And Jethro, I think we did say that we were doing another show on the 23rd of October. Am I correct?
We are correct, and we have you there, and it's going to be me and you at 3 p.m. Totally wild. We have a lot of presents, you guys, who like surprises. We had people putting in presents from New York City on through L.A., so definitely tune in. It'll be me and Gaetano talking about what it is to have the different chakras and the meaning for men and women. So those of you who really are ready to learn, yeah. So thank you for doing that.
That will be the first, the day before I go to Nepal.
Oh, that would
be great.
So, okay. Is that scary? Does that mean when you come back, you glow in the dark? What are you telling me?
Okay.
Cool. Thank you. We will look forward to talking to you. Okay.
Yes, likewise. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
We are here, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. That's how we make the friends. And you know who made that friend was our lovely mermaid that's here today. Amy Kavanaugh has people going nuts all over. I teased you guys earlier in Los Angeles. Richard put out another picture today, sent me another one. If you guys look in Facebook, you can see it. I'm going to be sending it to all of our listeners. Anybody who puts in the email, now you figured out. What I do is once a month I send you all of our stuff so you guys know Psychics Gone Wild. We have a new Catch a Falling Star. Jan Bach Drakey. If you want a reading by Jan Bach Drakey, you have had three of you guys contact me. You've got to send me a little bit more. You have to give me a full email. We will pay for it by Psychics Gone Wild. You will have a email reading. You can send her three of your best questions. It will be paid for, but you have to go to Psychics Gone Wild and say, I want to catch the rising star. And that's what you got to do. Put that in there, and you can win a reading by Jan Bach-Drakey. She's our totem reader. Amy, we have a couple more questions here for you. I know there's a lot of you guys on the phone. We will probably today be able to get to most of our emails. Amy Kavanaugh, I have listened to your show for 6 months. You told me that I was going to be able to have some work done in my life to bring my finances up. I'm sure it was you or it was the other reader, somebody on Psychics Gone Wild. Please help me. Why is my money not going any better? I've tried to be positive, but nobody listens to me. Denise, okay?
This is so huge. It's so huge for all of us, and it's made even worse by the times that we are living in. Our emotions tied to money are very, very, run very, very deep. And when she said, I've tried to, really just need to, really, I don't want to tell people they need to, sometimes the words don't come out right, needs to be a state of mind. It's not like, oh, wait, I'm going to, you know, and that's when the laws of, you know, there's so much misunderstanding about the laws of attraction. Somehow or other, it's turned into like a shopping cart. Like if I just read this book, Think Happy Thoughts, and, you know, I'm just going to get, it's an energetic shift. It's an energetic shift. So just continue, and it has to do with our sense of it has to do with our sense of self-worth. It has to do with our sense of self-worth. Need to truly believe, not just like, you know, that Saturday Night Live show where, oh, you know, whatever he used to say, and I, you know, Stuart Smiley. It's not, it has to be, and these laws, these universal laws have to do with, you know, have to do with energy. They don't have to do with, you know, so we truly have to have the energetic shift, and words alone don't, you know, we are not our beliefs, we're our behavior. You know what I mean? So if we believe, okay, we believe, like we have this idea, yes, you know, prosperity, but then we behave as if we don't deserve prosperity, we're mucking up the energy. You know, we short circuit everything. Really need to really get in touch with your solar plexus chakra and your sense of entitlement. It sounds like, you know, it's so hard for us to be selfish because it sounds like it's of the ego, but We cannot attract the energy if we don't believe, if there's parts of us that don't believe that we deserve, that we don't believe that we deserve it. We have to continually take inventory, and when those thoughts come into our head, we have to dispel them. Our thoughts are kind of what the control panel for the energy. So if we're still thinking, oh, I don't have money for this, I'm so, you know, that's what the universe is hearing. So the money just goes flying right by because that's what, you know, that's the frequency. It doesn't speak English. It speaks energy. So really just constantly purify, you know, and I can't say enough about these apple cider vinegar baths. They just pull the stuff out of you and kind of give you a clean slate, and then you don't have to, you know, struggle so much just to get to a level playing field. It all has to do with our sense of deserving it. So really focus on your solar plexus and just make sure that you clear away any of the old tapes that are playing that are telling you that you're supposed to be poor, because there's a lot of people who walk around and they think they are supposed to be poor, and I see it so much, especially in that, for some reason, in the spiritual community, because there's so much negativity tied to greed. So we think that any kind of manifestation of money is not of spirit, that it's of greed. And but really at the end of the day, it has to do with our sense of self-worth. So just really focus on the fact that you truly do deserve it, and find those things, and in your quiet time, just find the thing, you know, find the things that you're holding on to that just aren't true anymore. You just have, you forgot to throw them out because they're like the bad things in the refrigerator.
Very good. And we got Mark from New York. Amy, I love listening to your voice. I know you're a New Yorker. You're just like the rest of us. Don't change. Keep telling it like it is. I will listen to Psychics Gone Wild every day. Thank you, Mark. That's a very good thing to tell us. 818, you're live and you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Do you have a quick question before they throw us out the door?
Yes, I have a quick question. I've been sensing some energetic shifts within my life. And I wanted to know what you see regarding that and pertaining to career.
Hold on, I'm just cleaning up the energy. I don't know, Jethro, if you could do something quick, I just have to
try. I am feeling the energy, yeah, and she's helping us with
it. Clean up from reading to reading or else I get everything, or else I'm giving somebody else's
no,
reading.
And I understand the energy, and I do feel that you are having some things happen. I need to get your first name for me to get permission to read you through your guides.
Oh, my name is Brittany.
Okay, and I know that the reason is also because the guides are showing me with you that there is some other change happening, but you've got some stress there. I feel like that they're showing me that you've got something you've got to overcome. It's ironic, you've been on since the start of the show, and I tried to get in, we couldn't get everybody's number, but you definitely need one of us healers to work with you. I feel like your balance, your yin and yang balance of your chakra, the balance there is going a little different. I feel like your left side, the male side, is having some other energy. They keep showing me that you're striving and you're a very good person, you're putting those two together, and it looks like they want to balance that. The chakras are showing me that, looking at the sacral and the energy there of your heart chakra together, they're telling me you're empowering yourself, and that's, there's something going on here. I feel like there's times that you're not really feeling up to yourself.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and I can hear the angels telling me with you, Brittany, that the other part of your cycle is beginning to take into form. You definitely need to sit down and get this other together, because it isn't. A lot of people say, okay, I got to cry it out with my heart chakra. Sometimes not the case. Sometimes the case is to be in the energy and go with yourself. I feel like you need to go with yourself. And people go, what does that mean? It means that you need to take that time out away, and you need to go in there, sit down, and do some other balancing. Look at your cosmic record, see what's over there, and then decide, why are these held on to? You've got a medal there. You've got a medal when you were a soldier or something there strong in metal life, and you're holding on to that. You're grabbing that energy, and you're wanting to stay in that strength. And the guides are trying to put you with other people. They're trying to put, and there's a part of you that's going, no, I earned this. You were very strong there. There's also someone that's not been honest to you. I keep seeing a male. I keep seeing a male that you held on to this. You learned something real quick when you were younger. If they weren't honest, you want to be able to not be ever lied to again. There's an anger in there.
Right.
Woo. Right, Brittany laughs. Right. It's a little spooky on this side because I felt the energy. It's like fire came right through the phone. When I said that with you, I think it cooked about half of my wires here. It was just like, whoa, you know. And this man has also been handling some other things of yours. Amy, can you help me here? Are you feeling what I'm picking up, and what are you getting?
I sensed it. I sensed it energetically immediately, but then I do like to pull the cards, and it's interesting because I pull the cards off the internet so that my, you know, because my dead people, which I, okay, and I use the word dead people, you know, that's one of the best things that they can do is mess with electronics. And so I pull my mermaid cards, and the big story here is empowerment. You've given your power away to someone. So while heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, it's like you don't even realize it you're not even really seeing the results yet because of the situation that you've gotten yourself into. And I just want to remind everyone who's listening and myself that we all do this. We all get ourselves. We have this free will. We weren't given an instruction book as to how to use it, or else it was in a different language or something like that. And we just misuse our free will and then wonder why we've gotten ourselves in these circumstances. The thing to remember is we are supposed to do this because that's where we learn the lessons, but you've learned the lessons associated with this. The negativity, you know, you're in a situation where there's just some negative people and negative situations,
And so the your positive self is just like, it hasn't gone away. It can't be affected by it, but it's just like, never mind. I'm not even going to deal with this. It shuts down because it's not going to play these silly games. So that's when we get in a situation where we feel unempowered and stuck. It is safe for you to be powerful. The universe wants you to be powerful, and heaven is really working behind the scenes. There's going to be a lot of undoing. The more that you can work with positive affirmations and really just cordoning off this negative energy, there'll be that'll create a part of you that can connect. You know, that can connect to this. You know, but in the meantime, you know, the more that, you know, empowerment really comes from you. Empowerment comes from your sense of self. And you might want to journal or just write things down, sense that you don't even really remember what you like and don't like and things like that. Try to rediscover and redefine you. And that is going to be how you are going to be able to empower yourself. So it doesn't end up having to be a fight. It doesn't end up having to be, you know, it's not a fight of good versus evil. Good always and positive always prevails. It just ends up leaving negativity and, you know, and that's, it just ends up leaving it in the dirt because it's of such a low vibration. You know, again, it's easier said than done because we spend these days in our bodies dealing with real world problems and things like that. But really, really important for you to disassociate, even though you still may have to live in this situation and, you know, interact in this situation. It's really important for you to emotionally and spiritually and your soul disassociate from this as if you're just an actress. In a movie.
Well, I actually am an actress, but
excellent.
I just wanted to know, like, what do you, when you're saying disassociate myself, but what do you, I don't
emotionally
understand.
Emotionally, emotionally, not disassociate. You don't have to do it, you know, you don't have to move, you don't have to call the attorneys or call the police or you know, make any changes. It's really a change in our heart, and that is going to give you, that is going to revive your sense of empowerment, because it's just kind of shut down. It's like you're kind of going along with the flow. So the positive energy is sitting there, you know, it's sitting there, but it's like when your cell phone, dies, you know, it just dies, you know, it doesn't mean that it's dead. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It just needs to reconnect. So it's really important for you to surround yourself with positive people. And I got to tell you, one of the greatest ways for people to surround themselves with positive people is through this Blog Talk community and these Blog Talk shows, because you find like-minded people all around the world. You know, it doesn't take any money to get here. You don't have to tell your husband or your boyfriend where you're going. You know, it is just a wonderful way. You don't have to, you know, tell your friend, you know, it's just a wonderful, safe, private place to infuse yourself with positive energy and regain this empowerment, because it's really just like your cell phone. Your cell phone is cell phone is dead.
Well, guys, thank you. We hate to run on you guys. It is the last 60 seconds of the show. The winner of Reiki is Love by Gaetano Vivo, the book that helps you put it there, a $20 value United States, is Elizabeth Sanchez from Texas, Houston. Go, girl. You just won the book, baby. We love you. Keep calling in. We've had the most fun. It is Amy Kavanaugh's day. Thank you guys for letting me take part in it. I know that her numbers are high. Those of you, look, she will be on this month in A1R Radio and Spirit Radio in the biggest numbers. We will be hitting Canada again. Thank you, Toronto, for all of the positive input that you put into that. Psyche Jethro eats the most. Kami does the best talk, and Jan does the best walk. We've had some really cool times. We intend to keep it fun. Please let us know and put in for those contests. We will have those winners in next show tomorrow at 3 p.m. Dina Flanagan, Jethro, Jan Bach, Drakey, all three of us are going to go nuts at 3 p.m. We have to do it early because the cops come in. So definitely tune in tomorrow early if you want to know what we're up to.